Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. John Fox is our guest. Hey, John. Happy anniversary, baby.
What year is it?
17.
Oh, boy.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. He's been with us now 17 years this month. And in fact, basically this week is the
week. That's wonderful. I was just wondering, are there any more awards for you to win? I mean, I read every few months Jim Blasingame has been given another award. I think you've exhausted the awards.
There's a couple of more out there we're working on, but that's thank you for saying that. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having our anniversary show, 17th anniversary show, with an original founding member of our Brain Trust, John Fox, and the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, former, still very much active in the tax reform debate, but former tax attorney for many years and professor of all that at Amherst College, I'm sorry, Mount Holyoke College in Hadley. John, tell the audience what a Cadillac tax is and tell them why they should care what it's all about.
It's really a great question. It's a great issue, because if we care about really creating a fair, sensible tax system, minimizing tax breaks, bringing down tax rates for everybody where people feel they're being fairly treated, you have to look at the subsidy for unlimited health insurance premiums that are payable by employers and not taxable to employees. Mm-hmm. That's the big issue. Because under our
You don't have a problem with certain levels of deductibility. It's the really, really expensive ones that you're talking about.
It's really the other side of the. I have no trouble with the employers deducting it. The question is, shouldn't the really expensive or Cadillac policies, the excess over a basic policy, be taxed to employees as they would be taxed on?
Is that a big violation? I mean, I'm sure corporate executives get this. Is this something that's rampant among unions?
Yeah, it is a very. Let me give you an idea of the total exclusion. What it costs the government over the next 5 years, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation, around $780 billion of income taxes are foregone as a result of the exclusion of employer-paid health insurance, and much of that is for highly compensated people. So let me tell you what the Cadillac tax is, and then we'll get into some of the details. Under the Affordable Care Act, beginning in 2018, insurance companies are going to be required to pay a 40% tax on premiums above $27,500 for a family and $10,200 for individuals. Yeah. So if, for example, a family policy is $28,500, $1,000 over $27,500, the tax would be 40% on
and
that.
Who's paying that tax?
Pardon?
Who's paying that tax?
The insurance company,
which
not the individual, but it's to discourage.
You talking about the insurance company is, or the employer?
If you're self-employed, then the employer pays it. But for the most part, it is paid by the insurance company. Here's the idea, and we were talking earlier that conservatives and liberals come together on this. The policy people are all clear. You read the Bush expert panel put together in 2005. You look at the Obama panel during his presidency. You look at the Wall Street Journal. They all say that the unlimited exclusion for health insurance premiums does two harmful things. It drives up the price of health insurance because with a big subsidy, people buy much more than they otherwise would buy, and it drives up the price of health care generally.
So how does that manifest to the average person out here on Main Street?
The average person ends up paying a higher premium and more for their health insurance because they're not getting these bonanzas.
The Obamacare is going to tax that, isn't it? Didn't it go after Cadillac tax, much to the chagrin of the unions?
Yeah, the Cadillac tax is the 40% tax beginning in 2018 on what they call the really, I think, their Mercedes-Benz policies, because at 27.5 today, the basic policy, the average basic policy, is about 13 to 14.
So you like the Cadillac tax?
Well, what I like is that we finally addressed the fact that the government should not be subsidizing anything more than basic needs
right.
of people. And when the government has, you know, these very large subsidies, they're costly, but they're costly to everybody, because the ability of high-income people to have huge insurance coverage. Goldman Sachs, for example, a few years ago, I wrote about this in the Baltimore Sun, their top 400 managers each had a $40,000 family policy that saved them $16,000 in federal income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That was more than a basic policy. So here's my theory. You know, we should encourage health insurance, because everybody is better off if everyone's healthy, your kids are healthy, better employees and the rest. But the government shouldn't be involved in helping you buy anything more
Wasn't this one of the things that the unions helped get? I always thought it was kind of funny. The unions helped get Obama elected, and then he turned around and rewarded them with a Cadillac tax on their big policies.
Yeah, and so here you have these really strange bedfellows. So
yeah.
You have the Wall Street Journal joining with Obama, saying that the insurance premium should not be excluded from income except for a basic amount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the principle behind the
Cadillac. Which is an anti-union
labor. And you have
move.
Labor unions where the executives have these huge policies, and they're saying, no, we don't want the tax.
Not just executives. A lot of the rank and file have them, too.
Well, not the ordinary. I mean, the ordinary worker doesn't have a $27,000 or $25,000 or $22,000 policy. Most workers don't have anything close to that.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. But it is one of the benefits. So labor wants to protect this because wages haven't gone up the way that labor would like,
right.
obviously.
John, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about tax reform with our good friend John Fox after these messages. Check out his website, johnofox.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.